in life. Growth begins from and with so many different things. Sometimes the very little things that we see as insignificant are one of the biggest ways we can actually learn, grow, and become better people generally. One of those ways is traveling. Traveling is one of those things in life that so many people do not attach a certain depth to, apart from just enjoying your life and having a good time while you live. However, traveling has a lot of advantages to it, and in this video, I'll be giving you some of those advantages. My name is Fawn Peter. And right here on this channel, I share tips and lessons that have made me live my life better and happier in the hopes that I can help you too. When you travel, it's a whole new experience and you meet a lot of people. There are benefits that come from these benefits that translate into your life, your personality, and who you become as an individual generally. Benefit number one, exposure. That is a very obvious benefit. When you travel the world, when you travel to different places, you have another level of exposure. You see things you probably never thought existed. You meet people, you get to see different parts of the world, different parts of life, different ways of living, different types of places, different types of people, different types of cultures, different types of dressing, so much. There is a very big world out there, and you just live one of the tiniest fractions. And the moment you start to travel, you start to experience more of the world and more of life. And that exposure teaches you different things in life. That exposure gives you an edge in life. That exposure means you've seen a lot of things and you understand a lot of things. You've seen different realities. I've talked right here on this channel about having alternative realities, about having different perceptions to reality. People have different realities and you can get to see all that from exposure. Number two, enlightenment and learning. Obviously, from having exposure, from meeting people, going to places, seeing different types of culture, understanding different things about people and things in life, you get to learn. You become an enlightened person. You get to learn why people do things, why people have different cultures, how people operate in different cultures. You get to ask people the reasons for their cultures. I once heard of a culture where after a marriage, the young man and the young girl have to have sex in front of the family. And I'm asking so many questions as to why. But then when you ask these questions, you understand a certain level of thinking, because some people feel like a woman should get married a virgin and that's a way to be sure that no one is lying and saying he or she's not a virgin, to see it firsthand, to help teach them how to have sex. And this may seem very weird and awkward to you, but it really comes from a good place. So traveling, having an exposure, makes you enlightened. You understand different things, you learn. You can learn about these things from books and on the internet and videos and all of that, but seeing these things firsthand is a total different ballgame. Experiencing these things firsthand, seeing how people talk and wondering why and asking, you get to learn a lot about people, a lot about geographical zones, a lot about cultures, a lot about children, a lot about so many other things, a lot about practices and the way people think and live in different areas of the world. And all of this comes together to form a reservoir of knowledge, making you an enlightened person. Number three, networking. The moment you travel around the world, you get to meet new people, you get to create relationships, create bonds with people, have relationships. You could date someone somewhere else, you could just have friendships, you could go on a road trip. When you get back to wherever it is you came from, you have people's contacts, you keep in touch, you talk. That creates a network for you. And remember, the network of the people you know is also your network. So when you travel, you get to network, you get to know more people in different parts of the world, you get to begin to create an actual web of people you know. The moment you have a good network, a bigger network, a valuable network, because it's not just about having a big network. The moment you have a valuable network, you have more value coming towards you. You have more things you can look forward to, and you have more opportunities. That takes me to the next point. Point number four, opportunities. When you travel, meet people, know people, create relationships and bonds with people, and you have this network, it opens up different doors for you. It opens up new doors and opportunities for you. You're able to call up a friend in China and ask for an opportunity. You're able to talk to someone you know in the United States of America and ask for opportunity. And someone who knew you from Japan could call you and say, oh, hey, I know you do this, can you do this for me? Someone in Ireland. There's so many opportunities that you can have once you start traveling and getting exposed and seeing the world and meeting people and creating relationships. So once you travel, be very particular about the network you create, the people you meet, the relationships you create, because eventually eventually it can lead to opportunities for you. These people know you and they get to a point where if your relationship is strong and you've nurtured that relationship, they could help you in any way whatsoever. And it's not just about them helping you, calling you up for an opportunity. Sometimes you know someone in another country that does something, and then you meet someone in your own country that does another thing. And even if you have no skill to offer to both of them, you can link them. And that is potential benefit for you, because at the end of the day, you could earn money from it, or you can earn any other thing from it. So if you're looking to know more people and you're looking for more opportunities, maybe you should think about traveling to somewhere. It doesn't have to be outside the country. It could just be the next place around you. It could be somewhere just a few miles away from you. It could be one state in your country. You'll still have people there eventually that can actually give you opportunities if you get your network job on par and if you nurture those relationships. Number five. Future credit. What do I mean by future credit? I'll give you an example. When you go to the embassy to seek for a visa, for some people who have traveled to other places, it just may add as credit. It may add as trustworthiness. And it may be one of the reasons why you're actually considered to get a visa once again. It's just like going to the bank to get a loan. If you've gotten a loan before that and you paid it back, you have good credit with the bank. And they'll definitely be willing to consider you for another loan because they have good history with you. So it's the same thing as a credit history. Your travel history goes a long way for you. The moment you have to travel to somewhere else, the appropriate authorities are taking a look at your history to know what to expect from you, to know if you're worthy of being given whatever visa or whatever grant or authority or permission that you seek. Now, there's another twist to this. The more you travel, the more exposed you are, the more your network goes, the more opportunities you have, the more things you do because you have more opportunities, the more people you meet because of those things you've done because you have opportunities, and then you create a history around your life. I'm not just talking of travel history. You create a history, you create an aura, you create a record around your life. So at the end of the day, the moment you begin traveling, you've begun a step-by-step process to a future where you can have good credit to your name. These and many more are reasons why you should definitely consider traveling. Consider traveling not just as a fun time, part-time vacation thing. Actually put effort and your mental state into it to be able to benefit from it in the right ways, because traveling has a lot of benefit. If you have more tips or reasons as to why people should travel, please let me know in the comment section. I'd really love to hear them. And if you love the content in this video and you want more like this, please hit the subscribe button to subscribe to this channel. You can also tap the notification button to be the first to know when a new video is up every week. And for more similar content from me, check out my podcast, The Fix Podcast, on Google and Apple Podcasts. I'll see you next week.